Yeah, here we are at the Rockabilly Rave number 12, and we're going to have a two-hour special here at the Rockabilly Rave with the Preacher, and the bands that are playing here, DJs, celebrities, stall holders, and anyone in the crowd for that matter. So let's get on with the show.
And I'm as loose and as can be. I got a tea for the traveling news. I got a tea for them traveling news. I got a tea for the traveling news. I got a tea for them traveling news. I got a tea for the traveling news. That's what I have. Just a traveling blues boy, and I wanna quit this town. I got a tea for the traveling blues. Tea, got a tea for the traveling blues. I got a tea for the traveling blues. I got a tea for the traveling blues. Tea for the traveling blues. That's what I have.
Alphabetical order, that's how organised we are. So the first up is a young fella called AJ, I believe, and give him a big hand, because his mum's actually bought him. She's over there by the column, Tina, so give the old Mara a big round of applause, you know, seeing her little soldier on stage. Did it make you feel proud? Here we go, AJ, take it away, son.
Hello.
Oh, man, nobody cares. You say you're crazy. you love it just for me.
Baby, crazy, baby, how you gonna not so fine? Treat me crazy, baby, yes, slip your lips on mine and save your crazy love, baby.
Crazy loving just for me.
Oh, let's hear it now. Wow. Crazy baby, yes, and slip your lips on my and say you're crazy love.
Say crazy love just for me.
Oh, let nobody else but you say you're crazy.
Crazy love just for me. Crazy love it just for me.
Yeah, you got a bit of the talent contest here at the rave.
Well, what a way to start a show. I've heard of an urgent vocal, but he was waiting for nobody. His mum must be well proud. That long mirror you bought in the practice in front of has finally paid off. Fantastic. Who's next? I lied about it being alphabetical. Where is he? Is he coming? Tell him to hurry up. Think we are Will Tappers and Shunters. Oh, it's a lady. It's a lady. You can only get that colour in a bottle.
First of all, I have to say, I have to shout out to all my MySpace peeps and everybody who took care of me at High last year. And to three of the best Shally mates that anybody could ever ask for, Adrian and Helena and Rod.
Thank you.
hole there, look, where you were getting like overexcited. Brilliant. I like a girl rocker, what a marvellous version. Right, who have you got, Nick?
Everybody, come on down. The man with the guitar just hit town. So talk like a rocket, and there he goes. A rocket from his head down to his toes. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. Boys battling, who else sings for me? I'd break my tail and blue suede shoes. He walks away with all my blues. Take my troubles, take my pain. Load him up.
Cab driver man.
It's a room 574, that's the key.
meant to be with another me. Baby, come back, baby. Come back. Oh, come back, baby. What about the house for you? Oh, baby, 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 baby.
Let's hear it for the French Sid James. Marvellous. Face like a roofer's now, babe.
I'll say that again. What do you think, Rudy?
Say the same.
Rubbish.
I hope that record wasn't an original. Well, it's time for you to speak, Lucky Phil. You don't speak that often. So what do you think of the talent show so far?
I think it's the best thing I've seen all weekend. Best thing.
Was that quality or was that quality?
El Primo, number one, man. Number one.
She going to win?
I'd hope she'd win. It would be a travesty if she didn't win.
Have we got any more, Mr. Manager? Mr. Stage Manager, man? Any more? Right. Joe, I think you'll agree, he's very good singing for his mum. And that was AJ, so show your appreciation. On the clapometer, 68. Right, next we had Mock Stoller. Mark Stoller, sorry, I said Mock. Well, Mock Flock, sort of same. Yeah. All I can do is cry. So show your appreciation for Mr. Stoller. He had the kiddie guitar. Oh. That clapping's faster than a speeding bucket. Right. Next we had Johnny Valentine with Andy Roberts doing the nice finger picking. Modern Don Juan. Then we had the Bottle Red doing, what did she do? The girl, first girl. Hoi Hoi, yeah, Clyde Stacey, Collins Kids, whatever you want. So a big hand for Rocket J. Then you had Marcos. Domino fast version. He was the chap that showed you his behind but couldn't wiggle it properly. So a big round of applause for Marcus. Then of course you had the delectable last year's winner coming to a chalet near you soon. Keefus and the Keefettes.
$53 on the crapometer.
Next we had Dave and Ken, who had the Red Hot Bass, who did Red Hot. So a big round of applause for Dave and Kev. Oh, sorry lads, I tried my best, but obviously they don't like you. Then we had Julie from German, who done a real good version of My Boy Elvis. Very good, round of applause. Very close, but 64. Then you had the French Sid James doing Baby Let's Play House. So a big round of applause for Danny. I think it's unanimous, so a big round of applause for AJ and his mum Tina. The bad news is, AJ, when we said you win a weekender, it's actually in Chernobyl. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't have her on the list. Oh, I was a bit premature then. Yeah. Story of my bloody life. I ain't even in the flat yet. Oh, what a mess. Yeah. And the lady that did the Slim Gaylord song, it was very rude. The chicken lady. So a round of applause for the chicken lady. She weren't nothing like the chicken lady in one of the old John Waters films. Oh, do you remember that when she had the Kit Kat? But it weren't Kit Kat. Do you remember that? Yeah, all round her movie. Sue's my bee and everything. Terrible. German one there, Marcus. Right, so I think AJ's the winner. So a big round of applause for AJ. And also Marcus and Lonnie, they've donated a CD for second prize, so I think we'll give that to Rocket J, which is a CD the boys have done of the Clicks label. If you want a copy, they'll be at the side here. Is it 8 of your Earth Pounds? 7 of your Earth Pounds for a great label, every track about her, so treat yourself, you know it makes sense.
Ignore me, it's fine.
Sorry, love. Well, weren't as good as when I made the bloke cry. We're going to make one up, because that's the only way we know how to sing. Well, you're a mean mama, you really mean. The way you act when we're out, man, is obscene. You're a mean woman, and you know that it's true. You're a mean woman, the way you know that it's true. But I'm telling you, woman, I've had enough of you. Well, you're a mean, 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 mean woman, a mean, mean.
Okay, it's recording. We've got the man who won the talent competition. How old are you anyway?
I'm actually 17, but I better pretend I'm 18, you know, just so that I don't get in trouble.
And where are you from anyway?
I'm from Bristol.
Bristol. Well, we got a recording of you, so we're going to play it on the podcast as well.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. But you certainly were moving up there on the stage. Did you get all the girls going?
I don't know, to be honest. You have to ask the girls.
But where are you looking?
Hey?
What did your mum say? Where's your mum?
My mum is just there.
Is this your mum?
My mum was quite proud.
Is this your mum?
She obviously doesn't want to interview.
She's shy. Well, I thought you did really well.
Cheers,
well
man.
Well done. So what was the prize you won, anyway?
A free weekender. This weekend is free next year. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, nice to speak to you.
And you, bud.
And if you look up The Preacher on MySpace, so it's /The_Preacher, and you'll find the podcast, Rockabilly Rave 2 Hours Special. I got one of the hottest DJs from Japan, DJ Go. And but your English is really good anyway, isn't it?
Stop taking a piss, mate.
Do you speak Japanese as well for our Japanese listeners? Because we do have Japanese listeners.
Hai, nihongo mo shaberemasu masio. 大丈夫 desu.
There you go. Very honourable. Very honourable. So what have you thought of the rave so far? You must have had a good time. You've been playing off and on all the last few days, haven't you?
Fantastic. You could hear my voice. It's already gone, you know.
Yeah.
Great. Another great weekend, yes. Yeah. Always I enjoy this rockabilly rave.
I remember you from years ago. I mean, a long time ago. Yeah. And I saw some old pictures of you when you were a young boy. Do you remember that far back?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, when I came over here, I was 19. And now I'm 36.
I've got to ask this question. Where did you get your accent from? Because it doesn't sound Japanese at all. The typical Japanese accent, English accent... You've got this sort of London sort of. Tell me who taught you how to speak English anyway?
Oh, those dodgy rockers, isn't it? No, because when they came over here, I couldn't speak English at all, and I was living in South London, and I learned all the English from my friends, and this is how I got this dodgy accent.
It's not so dodgy. You have got a very good English accent.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Go.
Oh, thanks,
and may you have a fantastic flight home. Are you living in Japan now, or are you living in the UK?
In Tokyo. I'm leaving on Tuesday.
And do you run any clubs over there?
Yeah, I have a regular record up every first and second Saturdays every month in Tokyo.
And whereabouts that, just in case someone wanted to travel to Tokyo?
It's one in Shinjuku, which is on every second Saturdays of the month. And every first Saturday, I hold a club in near Roppongi. And if you could get me on MySpace, wherever, I can let you know where the thing's happening.
So, how can people find out more about you? Say you got a MySpace. Do you remember the address?
No, but Go From Tokyo.
Go From Tokyo.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Go.
Oh, cheers.
Take care.
Thank you.
Pretty baby, she's rocking every day. Doesn't matter to her if the word of the song don't rhyme. As long as she's got rhythm, she always gets right with them. She can rock, pretty baby, she's rocking all the time. She can rock, pretty baby, she's rocking everywhere. She can rock, pretty baby, she's rocking everywhere. Well, she never seen a picture so she can't stand setting that she don't go in the love and affection. She can rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking everywhere. She can rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking all the time. Doesn't matter to her if the word of the song don't rhyme. Belong as it's got rhythm, she always gets right with them. She can rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking all the time. pretty baby and she's rocking all the time. Doesn't matter to her if the word of a song don't rhyme. But as long as she's got rhythm, she always gets right with them. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking all the time.
It's amazing who you meet here. Oh, it's Neil. Come back, Neil. Come back. Right, we've just bumped into the two main people behind Carlos and the Bandidos.
Who's that?
And if it wasn't for these two individuals, then Carlos and the Bandidos wouldn't exist.
No, thank you very much.
Would they?
It's a lie, but thank you.
Yeah, slightly alike.
the man who finds all the songs.
Well, that's us.
Malcolm finds all the songs. And Neil, I know you play.
I drive the van.
You drive the van?
Yes, because you wouldn't be able to get to a gig because I'm the one who drives the van.
And plays the bass.
I play the bass. Well,
so what?
He does.
Have you enjoyed yourselves this weekend?
I had a great time. You can probably tell by my voice, which is a little bit husky.
And you've had a good time, Mark? I see you're limping
a
little bit.
Yeah, that's his fault. This bloke standing next to us is called Stuart.
And Stuart's in the record dealing department, along with Neil.
Which is a bit of a shame, because he knows
but,
all about rock.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know the difference between Johnny Burnett and Johnny Horton.
He doesn't.
What, Johnny Horton? Johnny Burnett?
Yeah, he doesn't know the difference.
So, I got this really strange MySpace message the other day from Carlos.
Carlos?
Carlos.
Carlos means Utah. Yes,
and
he wants you to be his toy boy.
No, he said, "Can you give us a copy of that Lee Dresser album?"
Lee Dresser's great.
Because he wants to do the El Camino Royale. All right,
it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a great track.
I didn't hear it until I heard it on Simon's fantastic podcast.
What the one with Mouse?
Yes, the one with Mouse. The Preacher did. That was fantastic. How's that? Is that right?
Yeah. How much are you?
Just buy me a drink later, I'll be fine.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get a copy to you.
Please, before I go, Michael Jackson, 1983.
Do you ever come and buy a record from the Sounds of Swing record store? Never ask Pid.
Did you want to do a punt for Sounds of Swing?
Always want to do a punt for Sounds of Swing.
We're the best record...
It's the best record shop in the whole wide world, at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. When I work.
Well, when you work there?
When I work there, yes.
And what's the URL for the record shop?
It is www.nohitrecords.net. And that will take you straight to us, or you can come and see us in Camden Town.
Yeah, and you can buy all your 45s there.
45.
LPs.
All formats.
All the best rocking sounds there.
Buy the new Carlos CD, because Andy Ritter only took 2 months to send them to us, but we've got them now.
We've finally got the new Carlos CDs in stock.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming on.
It was a pleasure.
You're going to be at the Rockabilly Rave 12 two-hour podcast, long-distance show. And
my life has never been the same since the last podcast. No, I've had people coming up to me going, I heard you on the podcast. Don't you sound like a twat when you talk?
I'm a preacher podcast-aholic. I can't stop listening to them.
You're very kind.
There you go, that's a soundbite for you.
Thank you. Bye.
I've laid my heart down at your feet. I know my love for you's complete. But there's another waiting down the street. You gotta hurry if you want my love. Baby, snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart, cause I won't wait or hesitate and let my love grow cold. I won't wait around for you till I'm gray and old. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart. The fellas that you once knew, they make goo-goo eyes at you, but that won't do.
You better make them shoo. Hurry if you want my love, baby. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart, cause I won't wait or hesitate and let my love grow cold. I won't wait around for you till I'm gray and old. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart.
All right, hey, ladies and gentlemen, have a round of applause for DJ Topper all the way from California, ladies and gentlemen. Flew over here to be with us this weekend at the Rockabilly Rave. You guys all seem pretty chipper for a Sunday night. Do you guys all have to go to work tomorrow, or no, you got the day off? I got the day off. Well, anyways, we're going to have a great, great ending here to the fantastic rave. Before we go too much further, though, I'd like to thank Jerry Chatterbox for having me back, and of course, for putting on this great big party, and inviting all you folks as well. So how about a round of applause for Jerry? Thank you so much, sir. And I was, for people have been asking me, like, who wrote the funny liner notes in the program this year? And not me, actually. In fact, it was Jerry. I think he actually signed his name to some of it. But you can blame or thank him for all the funny lines you can find in the program here. So take a couple home. These are great bathroom reading materials. If you leave a couple in the bathroom, we'll enjoy them for many months. All right, before we let these boys do their thing, how about another round of applause for Santos? Let's hear it for Santos, ladies and gentlemen. Amber Fox as well, and the Rockin' 8 Balls. Big round of applause for all the acts that appeared on stage here at the California Rave. All right. Now, I've been playing these guys on my radio show and at some of the Hot Rod shows back in the States here, and I've been told that there's not too many things they take seriously. Beer? Women? Prison rape. Drugs. That's what you told me backstage. Anyways. Oh, no, he wanted to know if I had you. No, no, no. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, they're silly. They're here. They're damn entertaining. They're going to be rocking, folks. I'm all happy to be sharing the stage room at the Hot Rod Hayride later on this summer. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the UK, on the Pink and Black record label, presenting the Humdingers.
Last night, I stayed out way too long. I looked around at all my friends and gone. I said so long, I did not go home. Did it something what I did not know. So I walked around to see if it was so. Way too late. kiss her, she was down there with a nigga little line. I tried to kiss her by the railroad track. She made me walk every step the way back. I'm coming, back on it, back on it. How coming, woo!
Rockabilly Rave, number 12.
And we'd like to thank Barry Gearbox for getting him out of the institution.
Institution. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny the Swamp Bitch, give a round of applause. He's living proof he should not sleep with your granny.
No, I've slept with your sister, but I'm not sleeping with your granny.
Okay, here we are with the craziest humdinger in the world. The man who makes all the play acting look really real and has all the tricks in his case. So a fantastic show here at the Rockabilly Raid, number 12. And where the rest of the band?
Sorry?
Where the rest of the band?
I don't know, there's two of the guys here. We've lost the tall one somewhere.
We lost the tall one?
Yeah, but...
So did you enjoy yourself?
Absolutely brilliant. Had a whale of a time. Yeah, yeah.
I think on a Sunday night you got a really good audience. So.
Yeah, and it was just really good of Jerry to give us a show as well. You know, it's the first time for us.
And I've got to remember the first time I saw you guys was at the Hillbilly Hop with Leo.
Yeah, yeah. That was
a while ago now, and you've gone around the world a few times from what I could see.
Well, been to Italy, not quite around the world, but. Yeah, we had a really good time with Leo at the Hillbilly Hop, and then after that, the Hot Rod Hayride, which, again, we saw you down there. Another whale of a time, thanks to Jerry, and what can you say? He's a good guy for putting us on.
Open up your cold heart, baby, let my love come in. Can't you hear me knocking on your heart? Tap, 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 that's me knocking, makes my heart go rock, rock, rock. Open up your heart and let me in. Throw all caution to the wind, let my love come on in. Take me in your arms again, let me go when I say when. I'll keep on knock, knock, knocking, my heart will keep rock, rock, rocking, till you open up and let me in. Love come in. Can't you hear me knocking on your heart? Tap, 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 that's me knocking, makes my heart go rock, rock, rock. Open up your heart and let me in. Well, I told the moon about my trouble. Moon took off on the double, said he'd shine so I could cuddle in your arms again. I'll keep on knock, knock, knocking. My heart will keep rock, rock, rocking till you open up and let me in. Rockin' and ravin', your love I'm cravin', I won't be satisfied till I get in. Rockin' and knockin', knockin' and rockin', till you open up your heart and let me in.
heard he played just earlier, did a fantastic act. I've seen him in the UK before. And who are you?
My name's Santos Chicas. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Where's that lame jacket? You used to wear a gold jacket. Where did it go?
Man, that thing got soaked and it actually shrunk on me, so I can't wear it anymore, you know?
did he have a good time at the rave this week?
Weekend,
should I say?
Literally weekend. I just got here yesterday. I did the show today, leaving tomorrow, and honestly, after this, I could honestly die and be a happy man for the rest of my life, you know?
That's fantastic. So where can people buy your stuff?
You could definitely buy it under our record label's website, which is wildrecordspresents.com, or you could get it where anyone supports and sells rock and roll music, you know?
So have you got a MySpace?
I do have a MySpace. Unfortunately, I'm not on it. Our manager handles that, you know. But we do it. I don't even know the link to it. But if they type in Santos Chicas, I'm pretty sure they could pull that up.
That's cool. Well, thanks a lot for your time. And well done out there. It's a hard audience to please.
Oh, well, you know what? People are here for the only reason, which is rock and roll, you know. As long as I put that out and people were digging it, you know, that's all that matters, man, you know. I'm telling you, I'm really happy about it, and it's beautiful. I love it, you know. I love it, man.
Well, have a safe trip home.
And thanks a lot, man.
Cool.
I hope I'll see you soon, huh? All right, man. Thanks, man. Baby, da.
You're the sweetest thing I've seen. You're the answer to my dream. Baby da, baby da, baby da. Well, you got eyes that I analyze. Baby da, oh, baby da, baby da. Well, my heart, it just fits when I touch your loving lips. Baby da, baby da, baby da. Well, baby da, oh, you're the one I mean the most when you cuddle up close. Baby da, baby da, baby da. Well, baby, da. Well, the chill of my spine when you put your hand in mine. Baby, baby, da, baby, da. Well, baby, da. Well, baby, da. Well, lordy, 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 baby, da. Baby, da. Well, baby, da. You're the sweetest thing I've seen. You're the handle to my dream. Baby, da, baby, da, baby, da. Well, baby, da, baby, da, baby, da.
Well, we found the hardest man to find in the building, Mr. Jerry Chatterbox himself. It's kind of the end of the rave this time. And so, Jerry, fantastic bands, fantastic lineup, great DJs, great people. And now... What more can you say?
I think you've just said everything that I actually wanted to say about the rave. We've had a fantastic rave. People are saying it's the best one we've ever done. And I think because of the lineup, you know, we've had a fantastic lineup. The bands have been awesome from all over the world.
This year's fantastic lineup. Great bands, as you say. Fantastic audience. And I think the audience made it as well.
And completely international, you know, from Finland and Sweden and everywhere.
Japan,
you know,
Japan,
America, Holland. Yeah, even some bands from the UK. No, I mean, yeah.
So what's next for you?
Next, We get home, we sleep for a couple of days, we start unpacking all the mess we've made here from the rave.
And in a month's
and then
time,
we've got the Hot Rod Hayride coming up, and then of course we're still planning for the Rockabilly Rave.
I was speaking to Terry from the Executioners today, and he can't wait for the Hayride. He's going, oh God, it's getting better every year.
The Hayride, some events this year are suffering because we're in a bit of a recession and everything. The rave, you've just witnessed a sold out Rockabilly Rave, absolutely full to capacity, and the Hot Rod Hayride is getting bigger and bigger. We have more bookings now than ever before. The Hayride is going to be the biggest Hayride you've ever seen.
All I've done is I've booked my cabin, but I haven't booked the tickets yet.
I don't think you're alone. I don't think the preacher is alone. But we're really looking forward to the Hayride. What an awesome event, and the most unique event on the calendar for my money.
It's the greatest, one of the best nostalgic rod events in Europe. And I think the Americans want to ship their cars over because they're missing out. And as the Americans actually listen to this show as well.
There are guys in America who say, hey man, you know, we have nothing like this in America. You know, the home of the automobile, they have nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Well, good luck for the future. And I hear you've got a few things coming up.
Yeah, after the Hot Rod Hayride, then we go straight over to America to do the first Rockabilly Rave USA. And that is already selling really, really well. Loads of people want to be there, want to be part of the first Rockabilly Revolution in America. a real music event comes to America.
And I noticed also there was something in the events calendar sneaking on a page there.
A little one-pager. Well, you know.
I see the London crew is coming back together.
Many
Camden
years ago.
Workers, all of that sort of stuff's coming back. Mr. Tom Ingram and yourself, and
absolutely,
you're doing a weekender in London.
Well, it's a couple of nights at the old Camden Palace, which is one of the venues where when we were young DJs, 20-something years ago, 25 years ago, we could never afford to book the Camden Palace, but now we can, and I think
they've lost the blow-up dummies.
I think they have. It's just had a big refurb, and we thought this is ideal for some on-the-edge rockabilly bands, a lot of American bands coming over, a lot of burlesque acts coming. It's going to be a crazy, crazy time. Two nights of craziness.
I think there'll be probably a lot of smaller promoters running events alongside the event, the main event, which I think would be a fantastic thing
to do. Absolutely. We want a lot of little satellite pubs and clubs and bands
like
playing
the Elephant's
it on
Head
bars.
And there'll be stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, Camden lends itself to all the little pubs and clubs.
That's it. Then
for a couple of nights, we'd do the big one with a lot of bands, you know, a lot of stuff going
on. It's
going
to be fantastic.
Camden and London is the place. You know, Rockabilly, we've been doing Rockabilly in London for 30 years, and, you know, why not get the best venue?
I know your previous nickname. Would you like to tell anyone?
I've had a lot of different nicknames. I don't know which one you're talking about, but
it ends with boom.
Ah, Chicka Boom, Chicka Boom, the Warner Mac record, Chicka Boom. That's where that came from.
Yeah,
and then we changed that. I became Jerry Chatterbox purely by chance. We were DJing on a Friday night at the Swan and Sugarloaf in Croydon. And we played the Moon Mulligan song, you know, Friday night at the Chatterbox.
Yeah, yeah.
So we called the club the Chatterbox. And for some reason, it got shortened to Jerry at the Chatterbox. Jerry's Chatterbox. And now I'm just Jerry Chatterbox. But I do talk all the time. So
thanks a lot for your time. I know you're a busy man.
Well, thank you very much for asking me, Simon.
It's really cool.
Thanks for what you're doing for Rockabilly now. You know, without like you, nothing happens, you know.
I'm just trying. I do it for free. I have no promotion, no sponsors or anything.
Yeah,
it's all a bit of fun.
Well,
really.
I'll leave you with this thought. Somebody said to me recently, you know, if you want to be a rockabilly promoter and make £1 million, start with £2 million.
Okay, we're back in the chalet now. It's Sunday night. We've had a bit too much to drink, and it's kind of over now.
No, it's more like being more awake than sleep.
Yeah, it's probably, what time is it? It's only 2:15 in the morning, and we've had a great time. We've seen some great bands from all over the world, Japan, America, Europe, France. Well, yeah, France and Europe in the same place. So, but yeah, it's enough now. We're both a bit tired.
We want to go home.
We want to go home. And tomorrow morning, we're going home. Yeah. We're going home in the hillbilly truck. Okay.
Yeah.
We're actually running it in, so it's 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I hope that everyone enjoys those free, crappy records. In some point.
Oh yeah, we gave we actually. You can't mention word C.
Crappy.
Yeah, you can't say that. So what we did earlier in the night, we took out probably about 100 records.
50.
Maybe a bit more. 100 records. 100 LPs in a box, and we did a lucky dip with punters here at the rave, and we just gave out LPs. So people got Eddie Cochran and.
And lots of Elvis.
Elvis and Bill Haley and Gene Vincent and stuff
like
that. And
lots of other slow.
Anyway, it's enough now. The rave's over. We're going home. See you in the next podcast.
We're the Humdingers. You're listening to the Preacher on your Hillbilly Radio.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!